Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Delaware County Council has voted 4-1 to enact a 19% property tax increase officials say will eliminate the structural deficit. But KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports residents are tired of tax hikes in consecutive years.
Delaware County residents had to account for a nearly 24% increase in their property taxes last year and a 5% hike the year before that. Now in 2026, the tax bill goes up by another 19%. County Communications Director Michael Connolly says the increase was needed because spending has persistently outpaced revenue. But because that structural deficit gets fully addressed, officials don't expect another dramatic hike in the near future.
We won't need to use any dollars from the fund balance to be able to balance our budget moving forward, nor would we need to plug it with one-time money.
But Michael Straw from Media says after consecutive tax hikes, he'll believe they'll stop when he sees it.
I have no guarantee that they're not going to do it again, because we look at each and every budget and it's growing by a large rate. How are we not going to see a large increase again?
Walt Rogers from Media volunteered for Delco's Citizens Budget Task Force, which reviewed the county's finances and suggested cost-cutting and revenue-generating measures.
I hope that they keep it going, because I think we only scratched the surface in the past year. There is a lot of places that they could cut spending.
The average Delco homeowner will see a monthly increase of a little over $15, $188 over the whole year. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A top prosecutor in Philadelphia's district attorney office has been disbarred by a federal judge. The order was supposed to be sealed, but it's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us the lawyer outed himself when he filed his appeal.
A disciplinary panel said prosecutor Paul George repeatedly lied and misrepresented facts to a federal judge in efforts to get a death penalty sentence overturned. They recommended he be disbarred. A separate federal judge then signed an order in October disbarring George from practicing law in federal court, adding that related documents are to be kept under seal. But when George filed an appeal this week, he attached the order and the panel's report. In that report, the panel found George intended to further a district attorney's office policy to vacate capital cases. A jury convicted Robert Wharton in 1985 of murdering a Mount Airy couple, leaving their baby to freeze to death, though she was later rescued and survived. After years of unsuccessful appeals at the state level, Wharton asked a federal court to vacate his death penalty sentence. The panel also found George didn't investigate or vet the case before siding with the defendant. They admonished George for not properly notifying the family, writing, George's dishonest statement that the DAO communicated communicated with the victim's family, including the sole survivor, was an abuse of his position of public trust. As per Public City data, George's salary is more than $175,000. The report also notes that his attorney fees were paid for by the district attorney's office and public funds. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In day three of the child abuse trial for Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small, we heard from the lead detective on the case. An update now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty at the Atlantic County Courthouse.
Lead investigator Detective Hannah Piott talked about how her office received audio clips from the boyfriend of Marty Small's daughter. These were secretly recorded phone calls and FaceTime videos of the Small family arguing. She then spoke about the first meeting she had with the daughter at school in January 2024, and they discussed those recordings. Prior to that meeting, she instructed school staff to keep the meeting discreet, but Mayor Small showed up moments later and told investigators they couldn't speak with his daughter. They told him they don't need parental notification if she isn't charged with a crime, and the meeting continued without him. It took the daughter about an hour to get to the meeting room at school. During cross-examination, the defense wanted to know if investigators knew why there was a delay and if it was because the daughter was not in the classroom where she was supposed to be. They also asked if detectives knew about the complaint Mayor Small filed against the boyfriend, and they said they didn't know about it at that time. More witnesses for the prosecution are scheduled Thursday, and the defense should begin calling its witnesses on Friday. At the Atlantic County Courthouse, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Every year, false news reports are published about suicide rates rising around the holidays, but experts say that myth is untrue and dangerous. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
The Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania is pushing back against the myth reported every holiday season that suicides rise during the period between Thanksgiving and the New Year.
The Christmas holidays are not the time when people are particularly vulnerable.
Research director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center, Dan Romer, says December has the lowest average daily suicide rate of any month, adding inaccurate reporting could distract from periods of higher risk, which tend to exist in the summer and contribute to suicide contagion.
People hear about someone dying by suicide and they feel somehow related to that person, or they think that person's like them. It increases the risk to them.
The origin of the myth is unknown, but Romer believes somehow the film It's a Wonderful Life, starring James Stewart, played a role.
If you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way.
Annenberg also warns that awareness of the National 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline remains low at about 12% of adults being able to recall the number. If you or someone you know is struggling, help is available 24/7 by calling or texting 988. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.